Philadelphia is trying to collect decades of back taxes by auctioning off thousands of properties with delinquent tax bills to the highest bidder. These sheriff sales are attracting investors looking to capitalize on the city's red-hot real estate market. Critics warn the city is turning these properties over to speculators while putting stress on low-income homeowners. Joining us to discuss his recent reporting on the issue is Ryan Briggs for WHYY's Plan Philly. Ryan, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a refresher. How do these sheriff sales work, and then who's purchasing the properties?
Most of the properties that we looked at were tax lien sales, so that's homeowners who owe the city some amount of tax debt, and the city, through a legal process, will petition to have those properties sent to essentially a public auction.
And is it mostly regulars participating, or is it new citizens each time?
You'll usually have people who are sort of like professional sheriff sale purchasers. You'll have people who are representing maybe foreign investors who will show up. You will have a lot of other people who are sort of playing the lottery and maybe want to get in on some of this, cut rate land that the city is putting up. But for the most part, the vast majority of the sales wind up going to the pros.
Among the professionals, the person who says he has purchased the most properties over the past few years is one Adam Ehrlich. Tell us about him.
He is a former options trader who took a turn into the world of professional gambling and was on an NBC show called Face the Ace, betting on Texas Hold'em for something like $1 million pot.
Adam is down to just three outs if he hopes to keep a shot at $200,000 alive.
You know,
is an ace coming? Is it coming?
If the ace was ever to come, this would be the time.
Okay, let's see the river.
The river's a five. Adam's pair is not big enough.
Sorry,
it's the
Adam.
End of the road.
Got beat by one of the best. What can you do?
Now he has turned to another speculative world, which is Philadelphia real estate, Philadelphia sheriff sales, and he's accumulated something like 500 properties in just 3 years of buying. He says, well, I'm taking this distressed real estate and then I'm putting it up for resale. So he says that's the value that he adds. Other people look and they say, well, you're buying this land, it's extremely distressed, and then you're sitting on it. And to some people, that's the definition of a speculator.
So the sheriff sale process is the same. It's the real estate market that is hot now, and that's what's driving this new type of player.
I would say it's two things. One is the increasing interest in the Philadelphia real estate market. And then I would also say that the city is sending more properties to sheriff sale.
It's certainly drawn the interest of one city council president, Darrell Clark. What's his analysis?
Council President Clark looks at the increased number of properties that the city is sending to sheriff sale, or at least threatening to send to sheriff sale, and is concerned that that presents a risk to homeowners. Some of the properties that are petitioned for a tax lien sale are occupied, and there are homeowners who live in those homes and maybe owe small amounts of back tax, and they can be threatened with a sheriff sale if they don't pay. And we chronicled one individual, a man named James Murphy, who owed the city about $1,000, and they threatened to send his property to sheriff sale.
We're trying to live a decent life, be respectable in our community, and not actually, be productive citizens in our society. But it doesn't work out like that. And it's really unfair because all we're trying to do is survive. And we're a paycheck away of us being in the shelter.
Legal advocates will say you just shouldn't be sending anyone. You shouldn't even be threatening anyone with sheriff sale over such a minuscule amount of back tax when there are investors or other entities that owe tens of thousands of dollars and maybe have been delinquent for, 10 or 20 years.
Is that an indictment, though, on the investor, or in this case, Ehrlich, or is it more the sheriff sale system?
I mean, Ehrlich makes it very clear that, he doesn't bid on occupied property. So I think there's sort of two things that are happening here. The city is attempting to send a lot more property to sheriff sale, and investors are responding to that. But as the city casts that net, sometimes they catch homeowners who probably are not the best example of a tax cheat or a scofflaw or something like that. And so you're kind of adding stress. Mr. Murphy's property, you know, I mean, it never actually made it to auction. No one ever bid on it. So from the city's perspective, that was a resolution.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Briggs for WHYY's Plan Philly.